You always are almost always only one in the room. Maybe two. Three is a crowd. Three is a gang. Three is a company of thieves. Three is, wow, there's so many of you. Three will get you confused with people that look nothing like you. You get called Devin. Your name isn't Devin. You do your best not to ignore such casual erasure. You know silence will be received as affirmation, praise even, and you always affirmative. You affirmative action, action figure. You fantastic first black friend. You first ballot quota keeper. You almost cry when your history professor says, you know, in this country, the gold standard used to be people. Funny how no one comes right out and says things like, you people anymore, it's all code words like thug or diversity hire. You diversity all by yourself. You contain multitudes and are yet contained everywhere you go, confined, like there is always someone watching you and isn't there. And isn't that the entire point of this flesh you inherited? This unrepentant stain? Be twice as good, mama says, as if what they have is worth your panic. Worth measuring your very life against, and you always remember to measure. Your hair, your volume, your tone over email, you perpetually sorry. You don't know why. You apologize to no one in particular, just for being around and in your body at the same time. You know your body is the real problem. You monster, you beast of burden, you beast and burden, you horse but human, you centaur, you map the stars and pull back your bow to shoot the moon, and it's one good white eye, you are everything, your big sister says. And on your best days above ground, you believe her.